713, Frankie Knuckles Foundation benefit at the Underground. That is March 31st, so what, a little more than a week away. And welcome to the program, Billy Deck. You know, Billy, I was thinking the last time you and I were on the radio together was probably when I was doing the afternoon show, which is before I got fired here the last time. Good to see you.
I hope you didn't get fired right after me.
No.
I had nothing to do with that.
It was years
so poor.
After.
Poor
years
judgment
after.
And bringing guys in like me.
It's nice to see you as always.
Yeah, good to see you too.
Billy Deck, Rocket Ranch Productions, Elston Films, Windy City Live, where you see him with Ro and Mark DiCarlo, our buddies. Ro will be on at 3, of course, today. And Randy Crumpton's here. Randy, let's tell everybody about Frankie Knuckles. I know you're a producer of this. This documentary that's coming up, The Warehouse, which is the birth of house music. But how'd you know Frankie?
Frank is a good friend of mine, and I was also one of his attorneys.
And were you a house music fan, or were you just a fan of Frankie?
Very much so. A house music fan and a fan of Frankie's.
So, Billy, house comes from The Warehouse, right?
Yeah, you know, it's a nightclub that opened in the late 70s by a guy named Robert Williams, not too far from here. And it was right after disco demolition,
right?
And disco was destroyed, and DJs had to go underground to figure out a new sound.
Mm-hmm.
And this godfather of house music, Frankie Knuckles, created this sound. So you had Robert Williams, the owner of The Warehouse, you had the music director, Frankie Knuckles, and this entire Warehouse family, and we just decided to capture that and do a Warehouse movie. And it's actually more about The Warehouse, and it's a feature film, not a documentary. Something that
I was going to say, because there's not probably a lot of footage available, right, for a documentary,
of story documented, which is really amazing.
Okay.
Not just within The Warehouse, but what was happening in Chicago at that time.
Right.
And Randy's actually been working on this idea for probably 7-8 years. It goes way back. He actually wrote a treatment at Sundance and did some other things back here in Chicago to kind of get the ball rolling, and pulled me in. Pulled Joe Shanahan, who owns the Metro and Smart Bar, who's a total music authority in Chicago and a wonderful addition to this group. And then Bob Title, who's a Chicagoan doing barbershop movies, Men of Honor.
Yeah, you got an A-team. It's the A-team working on this.
He
put the A-team together, the Chicago team.
I'd always be concerned, though, working with a movie producer who's a lawyer, because how could I argue with you? I'd just go, yeah, Randy's right.
Well, that's the point.
Tell me where to sign.
Yeah. You know, making movies is something really new to me. I think we need to do it more in Chicago. And for me to jump off and try one, it's somewhat scary. But because Randy's actually produced movies before, is an entertainment attorney, knows to partner up with guys like Bob Title and Joe Shanahan, I think this is going to be a really great collaboration for not just us four, but more people are going to jump on. Because it's really going to take all of us to make these great Chicago stories happen and actually be seen and heard and spread and shared around the world, because the world doesn't know, as they love pop music and they love EDM, electric dance music, and it's a $1 billion industry, they don't know that much of house is in that.
Right.
And it all comes from right down the street, right here in Chicago. People don't know that Chicago really birthed this house music.
And Dave, while you were, you know, getting ready to get up in the morning, I'd be at an all-night rave or at after-hours clubs, like The Warehouse. So this is the music of my people.
Were you ever there?
I was there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
oh, really?
I was arrested there twice.
Well, The Warehouse is a great Chicago story, and I'm happy that this team has come together to get this film out.
All right, now, doing a feature film, is this going to be a feature film that you cast with, you know, an original storyline and all of that based on what happened at The Warehouse?
Yes.
So who's playing Frankie?
We haven't gotten that far yet.
Oh,
that's tough.
I knew we were going to try and, you know.
Who do you think should play Frankie? That's tough.
If you're watching the live stream, it's a lot more entertaining. Stand by more of these guys in just a second before we do that. By the way, I was trying to remember, did you open a restaurant before you opened a club? You were a club guy first.
No, clubs put me through
so
college.
You were scared about opening restaurants. You killed it with that. You're killing it with that. Now you're going to kill it with the movies.
No, it took many, many years to transition from nightclubs to actually doing food here in Chicago and being able to keep those places open. Speaking of, Rocket's been open for 12 years now.
It's great.
Which 12 years ago, I just was so immersed in the nightclub scene, working all the different little parts, the door, the bar, everything but the DJ booth, which is why I'm fascinated by this, you know, ability to create a phenomenon that's worldwide for infinity.
It's a great story to tell.
Yeah.
Rocket Ranch Productions and Elston Films and 37 other companies involved, so there must be something good going on.
It is good, and we're excited.
Where are people going to be able to see this?
So Well, hopefully the movie.
No,
worldwide.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, you're gonna do it. You know, you're gonna premiere it somewhere. You're gonna stream it. What are you gonna do?
We're gonna do all of that. So, but right now we are going to have our lunch party, March 31st at Underground, and that's going to be for the Frankie Knuckles Foundation, which is newly formed, and is formed to continue his legacy and to continue the legacy of house music for generations to come. So very excited about that, and very excited about being able to help support the foundation and the continuation of the legacy of Frankie Knuckles.
What's the website for the foundation?
The tickets are at theundergroundchicago.com/warehouse.
And links to everything, I'm sure.
Absolutely,
there, right?
Yes.
Billy Dex here, and Randy Crumpton. The Frankie Knuckles Foundation benefit at the Underground Nightclub on March 31st, and soon, The Warehouse, the movie. So, Billy, what made Frankie special? I mean, was it did it an artistic vision? Is that too hokey to say?
Well, for me, you know, I work with a big team at the Underground, and I've been in nightclubs for a long time, day in, day out, really late, and we really strive to make the person across from us or our guests really, really happy and talk about us. But I've never been able to sort of grasp how one could do that worldwide for decades, where people in countries everywhere, in all different ages, young, old, just freaking out about this genre, this brand new genre that was created by this small group at the Warehouse.
So for me, that's invent a music genre. That's not bad.
Yeah, no, I mean, so and for it to be so thriving right now, I mean, just on festivals alone, electric dance music is doing over $1 billion a year. It's crazy.
Is it?
And yeah, and that is, you know, I think a direct evolution from house music, and most DJs in that world will tell you that. And also, you know, I started as a doorman at 19, and I remember since I was the kind of lowest guy in the totem pole, I always had to set up the ropes and the things in the beginning of the night, and I had to bring the DJ's big boxes of records. Back in the day, it was like
vinyl.
15
yeah.
vinyl,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah. And that was my job, was to carry it in, and I was just kind of geeked out by these people that were able to touch everyone in the venue, because not everything touches everyone in the venue, but the music does. And for them to create the emotional response that they would do, to have these people come back, you know, every single week, and leave with the types of, you know, elation and happiness that they did, I was like, these guys are magic makers. And this guy in this club actually did something that I could never even get close to in all my years of grinding at this, have a worldwide phenomenon kind of created out of Chicago. That's a dream come true.
Has the biggest change that you've seen in the industry been going digital? I mean, because we know the term spinning the dials, and, you know, records, and like you said, lugging the vinyl around is digital.
It's got to be a lot of vinyl still, though, because it's tough to scratch digital.
No. There's not. They walk in with a laptop now.
Yeah.
They walk in with a laptop and in a backpack.
Fix everything.
Yeah, and get paid way more than they did back in the day.
That's a great point, Randy. What kind of money were the best making back then?
Back then, they probably
$50 a night.
Probably a little bit more than that, but nowhere near what they're making today.
Right.
You have, I think,
you put a mouse head on, you're good at this, you're going to make money all over the planet.
Yeah.
I think Forrest and I put out a list of the top earning DJs in the country. I think the top one earned like $60 million.
Good God,
wow,
man.
Seriously.
Good God.
Yeah. And then, of course, they have all these great, you know, tools and technology to create new sounds or just play other people's sounds. But what was happening after Disco Demolition was there were needs for new sounds. And, you know, people at the Warehouse, like Frankie, were starting to experiment with different types of electric sounds and beats and just recreating, you know, new sorts of music.
And if you were to ask him, you know, he would just say, I'm just playing records. But in fact, what he was, you know, trying to do was give his crowd a different experience, because they had stopped making disco records. And he's just trying to give his crowd a different experience when they come to the Warehouse every week to party. And people would want to hear that music again,
right,
but they couldn't because of something that he created. And so people would come back.
It's a great point.
To have
it's original deal every week.
So they used to go to the record stores and they go, where's that Warehouse music? Where's that stuff I heard at the Warehouse
last night?
So they started creating these sections called House, like the Warehouse or House music sections. And then House was born.
Randy, where were you to license all that back then?
I'm sorry.
Where were you to license all that back then?
I wish I was.
Anybody that uses the word house has to get a check to you.
That's right.
That's a great point, though.
Think right?
about that.
Think I about mean, that. You could trademark that back then. You know, back then, though, you know, we were just interested in helping the people.
It right. And I don't
money.
Think.
All about the money.
But back then, I don't think that he had any idea that what he was doing would become what it is today.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the deal, right? I mean, if you try to get famous by doing something that's going to try to get you famous, you're not going to get famous. You got to just do your art. You do your art, and if your art's right, it's going to happen.
That's right.
So, nice to see you guys. Nothing
Thank
but
you.
Luck with this. All right, so plug a website again so people can get information on it.
TheUndergroundChicago.com/warehouse.
And, you know, you're welcome here anytime.
I love it. This is the best view.
Let's try to do this more than once every 7 or 8 years, huh?
I know, and I hope.
Yeah. By the way, somebody just bought me, you know, a hat almost as cool as yours. How many of those do you own?
Not a ton, but there's a Chicago place called Optimo that makes them from scratch on the south side, and they're one of the last or most appreciated places nationally. People actually fly in to go to this place in Chicago, so we got to keep these small like Chicago gems alive. So
no
that's
kidding.
Optimo. I'm plugging them.
Custom hats.
Yeah, they make them from scratch, and they make them just the way you want them.
What's it called?
The highest Optimo.
Optimo.
They're amazing. Like, you know, whenever there's movies in here, like, you know.
Sure.
Johnny Depp comes in for his hats, and all these other people come in their hats. You could come in for a hat.
They got to send out for extra derby, extra bowler.
Do it.
Yeah. Make sure to
Support
cover my head.
These Chicago gems.
Good to see you guys.
Good to see you.
Thank
and
you.
Go get lunch at Rocket and dinner tonight, and go to Billy's Clubs. He's putting himself through school. It's 728. More in a moment on 720 WGN.